Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Boina, of building on Shabbos, and specifically Binyan Mestira B'Kelim. We spoke out last time in Machlokes if a beach ball was filled with air from before Shabbos and now is deflated, is it mutter to blow it up again? We said that the Archa Shabbos holds that it's mutter, and others hold that since when the air is out of the ball, it's keilu, the keli is not a keli anymore, therefore, and it's new air that I'm putting in, therefore it's aser. But the Archa Shabbos speaks out that when it comes to a balloon, there, l'kuliyam, it's a problem. That means, even if the balloon was filled from before Shabbos, now the air now is deflated, it's still usher to blow it up again. And the reason is because the gzeira, you might come to tie the balloon. The way you usually blow up a balloon and make it into a balloon is by tying the end. And here, there's a gzeira, even if today you'll use up some kind of clip to clip it closed, but the gzeira might tie it, and therefore, it's l'kuliyam usher to blow up a balloon on Shabbos. And this Gzeirah Shem Yekshur will apply to the same type of idea if someone has a pearl necklace and some of the pearls fell off the string. It's usher to restring it because, again, this Gzeirah might tie a knot at the end because that's the way you string pearls, is by tying the string at the end. Now, when it comes to a belt buckle that fell off a belt on Shabbos, so there, a lot of the Pesachim hold that it's usher to reattach the belt buckle on Shabbos. And the reason given is that even though when it comes to a pillow or a shoe that has a shoelace that fell out, you can replace the shoelace with the same shoelace, by a belt buckle is different. Because when the belt buckle falls off the belt loses its whole shame of a belt. It cannot be used as a belt without that belt buckle, and it loses its shame keli. When I put that belt buckle back on, I'm making it back into a keli. Masha Inkein, by a pillow that's missing its feathers, it didn't lose its shame pillow. It's just a pillow without feathers. Same thing with a shoe. The shoe is not so useful, but it still has a shame of a shoe, even without the shoelace. And therefore, it's chaluk by shoelace and feathers. It's chaluk from, it's different than a case of a belt buckle, which these parts can hold, that's also to put the belt buckle back onto the belt. In the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, he says that it could be, he holds that it is daima to the shoelace. And he says, therefore, if you attach in a way that's not haduk, it's not very strong, then it'd be mutter. But that's partial. If you have to screw it in, it's definitely aser, because there, it's aser al making it very tight. And that's what makes it a binyan b'kelim. And not because I'm completing it, that would for sure be aser. But if you make it loose, according to some paiskim, if you make it loose, it will be mutter. But the yesh lahachmer not to put a belt buckle back onto a belt. Now, the same thing goes with a watch band. A watch band fell off on Shabbos. Something has this little, like, cylinder that they reattach it. You should not do that on Shabbos because that's also because of Tikkun Kli. Now, what about making a floating wick, putting together a floating wick on Yontif? Yontif, you want to light the Shabbos candles with wicks, with oil, and you want to put together a floating wick. A floating wick is made out of a wick with a little circle, a little disc, and you stick the wick through that disc. Is that mutter to do on Shabbos? So, a lot of the Paiskim say that it's mutter to do on Yontif, and it's not a problem of Tikkun Mona. And the reason is, because this is really a Shevet Halevi says this Svara, is that you look at the psila, the wick, is a full-fledged keli. That cylinder, that disc, that's made to hold up this wick, is not completing the keli that the wick is. The wick is a keli. The wick is a keli, is considered a utensil at that. The disc is just a way to hold it up. So it's keilu, I put a wick into a cup to light a fire. Putting it into a cup is not called completing the wick. It's just a way to light the fire is by putting it into the cup. So here, putting it into that disc is like putting it into a cup, and therefore, it's not a problem. It's different than a ritzua, a string of a shoelace and feathers, because there becomes part of the beged. There, the pillow goes together with the feathers. By me putting the feathers in, I'm completing the pillow. I'm completing the shoe. Here, I'm not completing the wick. The wick is complete. I just need a weight to have it float, so I'm putting it onto this floating disc. And therefore, these Paiskim, the Shevet Halevi, Kavitz Halachas, Archa Shabbos, all say it's mutter to put together a floating wick on Yontif.